Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the greatest show in sport.
The biggest football game in the history of Western civilization. What a ride it's been.
Damn right. It's time for your NFL power rankings. Here on Shan, RJ, and Chop on 105 Through the Fan. Shan is out sick today, or Shay, or Shayna, or Sean, depending. Did I do it right? It's Sean or Sean.
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 Sean, not Sean.
Right.
I literally just did the same thing.
No, you.
I know what I did.
You pronounced the U without knowing it.
Yeah. Where do you? How do we want to do this? Do we want to go 1 to 5 like we did last week? Or are we going 5 to 1? There could be a little bit of intrigue. You had a big victory from the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
You had the Chiefs dropping one against their kryptonite, the Cincinnati Bengals. Cowboys won big. So which direction do you want to count here?
Let's go 5 to 1 this week. Now, I tell you this. I did one thing. I also, when I went through my rankings,
yep,
I also wanted to see how different my power rankings were from who I believe the quarterbacks are having the best year are.
Interesting.
Like, do they match up?
Right. Because quarterback play is very important.
It doesn't really
matter. So we're going to start with number 5. Do you know who you had last week, how you had it ranked?
Yes.
What was your order last week?
Okay, my order last week was Cowboys at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo at 4.
Okay.
Philly, Miami, and Kansas City.
Okay, that's about what I thought you had. Now, with Shan being out today, we got Preston Hillis.
That's right.
Back there on the board. Mm-hmm. And he is going to come at it with his power ranking. So let's lead off. Let's go with Preston.
All right.
Yep. Preston, we're going 5 to 1. Who do you have at number 5?
I have the Cincinnati Bengals. They've gotten hot lately. They've beaten the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, 3 times this year. In the year 2022.
Damn.
Last season, and then one this year. So I have the Bengals up at number 5.
You say Bengals instead of Bengals?
Bengals.
See, I do hear that difference as opposed to Sean and Sean.
Well, there's one in both.
Yeah. All right, Cincinnati Bengals at number 5. I don't think any of us had Cincinnati in it last week.
We did not. I tinkered with the idea of it, but no, I hadn't put him in there just yet.
RJ Choppy, who's your number 5 team this week? Last week was the Dallas Cowboys. Did they move up?
We'll find out. But I have Cincinnati here as well.
Oh, now, look at that.
I'm going to admit, this is probably recency bias. And I get it. But they are coming on like gangbusters, this team. And
yep.
They've had a slightly more difficult schedule than Miami, per the metrics, like so far to start the year. And they've got a slightly more difficult one the rest of the way, even though both teams have played very tough schedules. The one thing about Cincinnati is that they've had quite a bit of luck in terms of some of the variance of their games. But the schedule strength, I know it's very collegey, but I give them the nod here, and I put Cincinnati at 5. Cincinnati.
The Cincinnati Bengals. It's interesting, too, because they got drubbed by the Browns in one game. But you look at their 3 other losses, lose by 3 to Pittsburgh on a game where, you remember, they shanked a field goal that should have won the game for them. They lost to Dallas by 3 with Cooper Rush, and then they lost by 2 to the Ravens. So they've lost a lot of close games this year, and they've had a couple of nice beatdown victories. They beat the Jets by 15. They beat the Falcons by 18, Panthers by 21. So they're taking care of business, and then that big victory over the Chiefs. I do not have the Bengals at number 5, so we're going to split there. I have the Dallas Cowboys. I know. I know Choppy just looked at me like I said Sean instead of Sean, but I just
you have four teams better than the Cowboys.
I can't. As we get deeper into the list, and I give you the other teams, I'll kind of explain it away. I can't
I don't
do that right
you
now.
Can hear me scratching my beard in confusion, but I'm scratching my beard.
He's incredibly
confusion.
Confused.
Are you trying not to be a homer here?
No. Like I said, once we get deeper in the list, I will clarify. But for me, like as to why I have other teams ahead of them, but I think we all agree that was not the type of performance that it looked like on Sunday. Not that
right,
it was bad.
No.
It's just I don't think
all
that
right,
just,
Dan Orlovsky.
I don't think just on the it's going to be the biggest disappointment in 26 years if they don't make it. They can't beat Philly. Yeah, Dan Orlovsky. No, I look at it and say that this is a team that I think may be better than the teams in front of them. I can't call it yet until we progress ahead a couple of weeks. Peyton Russell, who's your number four?
So I believe this team has been here the last few weeks. They haven't moved down, haven't moved up, but I have the Dallas Cowboys at number four.
The Dallas Cowboys. It's interesting because I'm getting killed for not moving them up, but Peyton didn't move them up from four.
But they're higher than your five.
It's true.
They are higher than your five. Mm-hmm. That is factually correct.
RJ, who you got at number four?
Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh, this is very interesting.
I had Philly initially over the Cowboys all year because of their offense.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of the entire season, the Eagles' offense has been better. But that does not mean it is better now since Dak Prescott's return.
Right.
For the year, it has been. So as of right now, I think the Cowboys are going to win more games the rest of the way, and Philadelphia is.
Enough to close that deficit? Eagles have a kind of a cush schedule.
Not enough to close the deficit. Cowboys are not going to win the division. The Eagles will win the division. I'm cool with that. Like, I get that. It's going to happen.
You know what would potentially happen there, though? It might work out better, because if you win the division, your first playoff game very well could be against a team like San Francisco.
Well, are you assuming they don't win the division?
Yeah, but I'm saying if you don't win the division, then you get Tampa, which I think is a much more preferable. I mean, you never want to beg for Tom Brady, but I think that it might be a more favorable matchup, honestly, than whoever you might get as the lowest seed carrying into the second round.
Yeah, look, I'll tell you this. If they go to the playoffs, they lose to Tampa on the road in the first round. I'm like, history's going to look at that game. Like, all right, it was Tom. If you go to Seattle and you lose to Seattle in the opening round,
yeah,
I'll be like, guys, it's just never going to happen for us.
Number four for me, the universally on this show disrespected San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, dear God.
And I'm not moving them from where they were. They have a 16-point victory against the second best team in the league per RJ Choppy. The only reason why
teams
they don't
win games,
No, I know, but it's a huge victory, and we're talking about a team that's given up what 7 points in the second half over the last 5 weeks.
Teams They've go cross country and
dominant.
Lose games all the time.
They've been dominant on defense, and the only reason they don't bump up is because we still got to. I anticipate they're going to get by fine with Brock Purdy, but I've got to see it. So that's the only reason they didn't move up with a huge victory. They would have if that would have happened. But I got the 49ers at number four. Peyton, who's number three?
Number three, the team that just lost to my number five team, the Bengals, Kansas City Chiefs, number three.
That's strong. Why do you drop them?
I dropped the Chiefs. I think I had them one last week.
Right. Why'd you drop the Chiefs?
Because they lost to the Bengals.
But, I mean, that was enough to bring the Bengals up. Like, I feel like, isn't that a little contradictory? Like, if it's such a great victory for the Bengals that it brings them up, should it drop the Chiefs?
The Chiefs had a two-score lead in that game. They blew that. I felt like they had chances to win the game. I mean, you can't lose that game with Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, even on the road.
So you have KC three.
Three. That's strong to me. RJ Choppy, who's your number three?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, Choppy is higher on them than anybody else. I'd be interested. I wonder where Sean would have them.
I'm gonna go some nerd stats for you here.
Hit us.
They're second in DVOA behind Buffalo. That's a per play efficiency metric. How good you are per play. Mm-hmm. They are first in weighted DVOA, which looks at the most recent games in a more powerful way than the previous games. So
which is what matters given Dak Prescott's return.
Games earlier in the year have less and less importance in that form of the metric than they do now. Anyway, they're also first in a stat called Dave. By the way, these I hate the names that they put there.
Dave, on FX.
Which matches preseason projections with on-field performance. Basically, are you a fluke or not?
Right. So the Giants would get dinged
in
this one pretty rough.
The Giants would get dinged in Dave because their preseason projection does not match their performance, so people think it's a little bit of a fluke.
Dave Gettleman getting revenge. Sure.
The Cowboys are 11th in offense and 1st in defense and 5th in special teams, and that's pretty much a major reason why they're one of the favorites to win it all right now. Their offense has gone from mid-pack to encroaching the top 10, and I assume by the time we get to January, their offense will settle in around the 6 or 7 range. So I have the Cowboys at 3.
I have the Philadelphia Eagles at 3. And I believe that Dallas and San Francisco are both better than them. I can't ignore a 11-1 start and the fact that, I mean, they just beat down a decent Titans team and they did beat Dallas earlier. As soon as I can get to Christmas Eve and Dallas beats them, which they will, I will then comfortably be able to say, all right, now there's no argument for it. Here it is. This is where it is. Dallas above the Eagles. And San Francisco, I'm pretty sure, is better, but it's the same thing. I got to hold San Francisco at 4 until I see how the quarterback plays out. But I think San Francisco and Dallas are better. I would have Dallas. Honestly, if Dallas beats San Francisco or beats Philly in a couple weeks, I would guess Dallas leapfrogs both San Francisco and Philly. But there we go. Number 2, Peyton.
So I do have the Philadelphia Eagles at number 2. I had them 3 last week. I was really impressed with their win over the Titans. They shut down Derrick Henry. They shut down the Titans. Ryan Tannehill. 35-10. I don't care if you're at home on the road. That's a really good win. I wanted to put them number 1, but I just couldn't yet. But I do have the Eagles at number 2.
Oh my gosh, somebody's going to call in and rescind their bid based
please
off
don't.
Of your Philly love.
Don't make Jared
Chop, what do you got? Number 2.
Buffalo.
Buffalo Bills.
They are top 4 in every category. No other team is close. The Ravens are 6-9-1.
Nice.
Bills are 4-4-3. Yeah, it is nice. It's like they're playing 2 different sports than the rest of the league. The only difference between them and my number 1 team, which I'll give it away, it is Kansas City, is that Kansas City has the better quarterback. And Josh Allen played like Davis Mills for 6 weeks.
Who's going to be starting this week, it sounds like, by the way, against
Who's
going to
be starting, it sounds like. The all-neck team. I wish... I've got a little spinal compression going on. My neck is shrinking. Mm-hmm. I wish I could have Davis Mills' neck. I'd be back to my original height. I'd be back to my original height if I had Davis Mills. I'd probably be taller than my original height if I had Davis Mills' neck.
Everybody's looking for a couple more inches. I also have the Buffalo Bills, number 2. And with us getting late here, I also have Kansas City, number 1. So I actually didn't change anything in my rankings. Choppy had the Bengals, Eagles, Cowboys, Bills, and Chiefs. And then who's your number 1 quickly, Peyton?
The Bills.
Bills. Makes sense. So Peyton has Cincinnati, Dallas, Kansas City, Philly, and Buffalo. Coming up next here on 105 Through the Fan, we will talk with NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. That's next here on The Fan.
Well, let's get you over to K-Post Roofing and Waterproofing, the official roofing and waterproofing partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Man, it is a great opportunity to get K-Post Roofing to come on out to your home. They install the highest quality roofing materials, and they're in the business of protecting you from rising electricity costs as an authorized Tesla solar roof dealer. And you know, that roof that you see on AT&T Stadium, that's K-Post Roofing and Waterproofing. They built the roof and they fixed the roof at the American Airlines Center after the season was over. Remember that leak we had during the playoffs? And now they're in the business of protecting you from those electricity costs with Tesla solar roofs. They want to be able to help you out. There's a do-it-yourself online estimating calculator that you can use. They're also ushering in some fun and goodwill with the Santa Certified Roof Campaign. Every roof inspection that they perform will be declared Santa Certified. We schedule that free roof. You're also going to receive a free solar savings report. And all that is benefiting the Lake Dallas School District just for scheduling that free roof. It's always a good time of year to be able to help people out. And you can do that. 972-385-3772. 972-885-3772 or kpostcompany.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you, Peyton. Peyton Russell doing a great job today.
Fantastic.
As is Ryan back there on the video. Bobby Belt sitting in the captain's seat for Shan Sharif, who... is dealing with a little bit of an illness. He's out today. I think he'll be back tomorrow.
Still a little bit of a tummy ache.
I think he'll be back tomorrow, but we'll just have to see. Bobby Belt alongside RJ Choppy. We'll be talking here very shortly to Ian Rappaport from NFL Network about Odell Beckham and a few other topics. Before we do that, I want to remind you guys to bid on our bay. For this Sunday at Top Golf in the Colony, Swing for a Cause, Jared Sandler's event, the bid is up to $1,300 now. If we get up to $1,500, Peyton has to grow out his beard for 6 months. A scraggly beard, which is just going to be embarrassing. So it's worth it just for that. Get us up to $1,500, guys. We're at $1,300 right now. We're beating G-Bag. We're tops here at the station. And so check that out. If you want to place a bid, give Peyton a call at 877-881-1053. That's 877-881-1053. We are now joined by National Insider for NFL Network and NFL.com, as well as one of the co-hosts of the Insiders podcast, which is just crushing it, as well as occasional fill-in host Ian Rappaport for the Pat McAfee show. Ian, how was filling in for McAfee last week?
It was surreal and it was great. Yeah, I don't know if I'll be an occasional as in more than once. I would be, you know, happy to be back, but I was happy to do it once. The whole thing was really cool, and I'm just glad they didn't cancel the show after me doing it for one episode.
Can you afford to be locked in like that for 3 hours and like not have your phone and be able to take all your insider calls?
It was extremely difficult, honestly. Fridays are generally my phone call day where I just call everyone I know and get ready for Sunday. And I didn't have that. So it led to a very, very hectic couple days after that. So maybe not every week, but it was worth it.
All right, so Ian, on this Odell Beckham front, he left the facility and he will go back home and ponder for a couple days. What is the thought process on a timeline, you think, for a decision from Odell?
I think we could get one soon. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if there was one today or tomorrow. But we'll see, because, you know, if the situation is where it seems, which is that, you know, he's not going to play this week, then there really is no rush. I mean, I guess you'd like him to get a playbook for wherever he signs, but, mm-hmm. you know, I would expect a ramp-up period for any team. So that's probably a couple weeks. So if someone signs him, whether it's today or tomorrow or Friday or Saturday, like, it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. Most important for Beckham is just, you know, making the best decision for him and for everyone. So whenever he comes to that, you know, I would expect to be soon, but whenever it comes to that, what the decision is most important.
Is there a dollar figure that is kind of thought to be the one that he is seeking, or that he'll get, I should say?
I mean, you know, he's seeking top receiver money, as he should be. You know, he's a rare, really, really talented, do-it-all receiver available this time of year. So if you're a playoff team and, you know, you want a final touch, like, you'll have to pay for it. So, I would expect him to go after top receiver money. And, you know, it's pretty clear he wants a multi-year deal, doesn't really want a one-year deal, doesn't want to do this again and again and again. So I would say, you know, top receiver money on a couple-year deal would make some sense.
The sense we're getting out of the Cowboys this week, especially the way Jerry had talked yesterday, Ian, was that maybe they've cooled a little, just because they're you know, it appears as if it may be into January before Odell Beckham's going to be ready. These other teams that have been interested, the Giants and the Bills, have they cooled similarly? I mean, is this a market that's maybe starting to dry up a little bit, or do you think it's still active for them?
I don't get the sense the Cowboys have cooled. You know, I really don't. I mean, I think everyone going in thought that this would be a situation where he would sign in, you know, early December, take a couple weeks to ramp up, and then play at the end of the season in the playoffs. There's two games in January, so that'd be, you know, week 17 and 18, so that's kind of right on schedule. So anyway, I mean, I know there's some reports yesterday. I haven't got the sense the Cowboys cooled at all. And I think, you know, the other teams – you know, probably on the same page. I think everyone believes that it's going to be late in the regular season and into the playoffs when you're going to get a contribution from Odell Beckham. But if you're a playoff team, that's kind of really just what you want anyway.
Do you think this is going to come down, like you just talked about, he wants to be paid like a top receiver. Is this just going to come down, do you think, to dollar figure for him? Or is there a larger perspective that he has about fit and culture and things like that?
Well, I do really think that he would like to finish his career in a really good, solid, high-profile place. But they're all like that, you know. So, I mean, you know, do you want to finish your career in Buffalo? Well, I don't know. Buffalo's got a really good team. They got a great quarterback, and they're going to be in the playoffs every year. Giants would have been part of a rebuild, but that's a special place for him because it's the place that drafted him. And it's New York, so if you're looking for a big media market, to finish your career and make moves after your career, that would be a good one. Dallas is similar, except they're, you know, a little bit of a better team. And I think for the long term, you know, my guess is Dallas would be good for the next many years. And it's the Cowboys. So a lot to like, different things, different strengths and weaknesses for each team, but, you know, which is why you can sort of see why this is a difficult decision.
Ian, you know, one thing outside the OBJ stuff is we've been talking about all morning, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo and whether or not that is a season-ending foot injury. So what is the latest? It's not the Lisfranc, and he might be able to come back at the end of the year?
I mean, I saw that too. You know, my understanding is, so the news yesterday was that he doesn't need surgery, and it is not, you know, ligaments were not torn during that fracture. That is really good news. The other stuff I don't really know about, you know, seems far-fetched, to say the least, that he would come back for the playoffs. Like that, you know, who knows? I guess anything in the world is possible. But that seems really far-fetched. But the news yesterday was that he doesn't need surgery, which I think is very good news for Garoppolo. Should make a full recovery by the time he's a free agent.
Ian, we appreciate you, man, all your updates. Get back to those millions of phone calls you have. But thanks for joining us, man.
All right, good stuff, guys. Take care.
Ian Rappaport from NFL Network. It's interesting to me that Ian's got a pretty good beat on the Cowboys.
Right.
I mean, he was here for, I believe, 3 years covering them as his main team. Several years back. And so, I mean, he's still got connections, I think, in the building, things like that. I think it's interesting that his sense is they haven't cooled.
Well, look, I mean, to me, if I'm Jerry Jones.
It felt very much like it was turning tepid yesterday to me.
It did. If I'm Jerry Jones and I'm Steven and I'm Mike McCarthy and I'm the rest of this team, I need him for the playoffs, okay? And I don't mean I need him to come back to the playoffs. This is not like T.O. just coming back in the Super Bowl with the Eagles in, what was it, 04. He had played that year. This guy's coming off. He hadn't played all season. T.O. is already on the Eagles. They already knew how to work him into the offense, how to be a part of the offense.
This is an overhaul.
This is an overhaul. I mean, you're bringing in somebody who has never caught a pass from Dak Prescott, never run a route for Dak Prescott. I there's a massive difference in the two, but we have seen it before. Guys, like, they don't play all year, like Terry Glenn, right? Terry Glenn in that 2007 season. I mean, he had two catches.
Yeah. Now he had also, to be fair, again, to your point, Terry had been here.
He had been there before. He was on the team the previous year in 06.
Now, Amari Cooper stepped right in and had good chemistry with Dak right out of the gate and was able to pick up a lot of that. Now, would you feel, if he gets this done today, I think it's interesting, next day or two, Ian saying that's interesting to me. But if they get this done and you've got the next month while he rehabs, that he can get in all those mental reps and work on the language and everything else, and that when he comes back, in theory, that let's say he comes back for a playoff game, Chop, if it's just about, hey, he's put in the 6 weeks of
right.
study to get this down, this is just going to be about their chemistry and knocking off rust, would you feel comfortable that Odell Beckham is enough of a difference maker and a talented enough player that he would be able to overcome that stuff really quickly? That this wouldn't be like a slower Michael Gallup start or something like that. We're talking about Odell Beckham. He'll knock off this rust. He'll be back. He'll be, or at the very least, teams will have to consider him a threat until they see he isn't.
Well, I think the big advantage is that Odell is going to be going up against the third corner probably in the first game.
Right. Yeah.
That to me is the big advantage. Right? If I'm the other team, I'm like, okay, until this guy could show that he is he's got some elite ability to come back immediately, you know, we're going to stick our third corner on him. Or at the very least, the two. He ain't going up against the one. That's key. Like that to me is key. Every team is going to be deficient beyond their first corner for the most part. Like,
yeah.
the amount of teams, there is no Richard Sherman and Browner. Right?
Browner was a good player.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
before he went to jail or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they had two good players.
Yeah.
Right? This isn't Revis and Cromartie, where you had two good players at the corner position. You know, now it's you know. I mean,
although Bland has been playing well, coming into his own, but, it, you know.
Well, I'm not, but, you know, the Cowboys are different. You know, I'm not
no,
the
yeah,
Cowboys,
but in terms of like that same sort of
face,
thing,
right? Yeah. I mean, you know, how many teams have two essentially number one corners? Very few. Very few. You got a one, and then you got a weak link.
Right. I mean, I think if we were talking about and I made this point earlier this week, if we were talking about the Cowboys having to prep for Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb, and Odell Beckham coming off an ACL, I think we'd be concerned.
Of course.
I think that would be something we'd discuss during the week of, even though Odell Beckham's coming off an ACL, this is really tough to cover.
If you have to prep for three wide receivers, look, say what you want about Anthony Brown. When Antonio Brown played the Cowboys last year in the opener, like, you had a Hall of Famer going up against Anthony Brown. Now, and even though I like Anthony more than most do, but like that's a matchup that he can't cover Antonio Brown for a full game. That's not what he's supposed to do. He's not a one, so he shouldn't be able to cover a one. And Antonio Brown on 99% of the teams in his prime is a one.
The reason why Odell Beckham won't see a number one corner, the breakout of one CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb was talking with Sage Steele on SportsCenter yesterday. Went back and forth a little bit about Odell Beckham.
You know, I have to ask you about Odell Beckham Jr., right?
No, we don't have to, but we can.
Okay, well, good. We're going to go there real quick. Have you talked to him?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. He knows I want him here. You know, playing with him would be crazy. So just everything that he's done, you know, for the Rams last year and understanding that he was that key component to know he played a huge factor in that run in the playoffs. So, I mean.
So take me through that. What damage would CeeDee Lamb and Odell Beckham Jr. do together that would give nightmares to other defenses?
Oh, it'd be crazy for sure. I feel like yards after the catch is nuts. You never know what you're going to get. And just being out there, you're going to have to account for both of us, and not to mention MG and a lot of other guys that we have on the team. So just kind of incorporating him alongside that, I mean, it's going to be hard to double us.
So he's going to say positive things about him, but I also think you can hear at the beginning of that, no, we don't have to talk about Odell. Like he will, but I think he's kind of tired of it too.
I think they all are.
Which
I think they
can't
all
blame
are.
Him.
No, I can't either, but it's funny. It's like, you know, every player on this team, and I will say this, if I'm CeeDee Lamb, I'm like, man, you know, look at my receiver room. Yeah. You know, is that a shot at the receivers? Like, what, we're not good enough, what we have now?
Sure, I think your pride comes into play,
right?
Play for sure.
I mean, you know, I think it absolutely comes into play. So I understand, you know, CD's like, don't worry about talking about this guy. I'm the one here. I'm here. You know what I mean? What about McGallup, my guy? You know, he's here too. Like, if I'm CD, I'm thinking that. That doesn't mean that you don't want to have everybody you possibly can at your disposal.
Absolutely. We lost a legend in pop culture and sports yesterday. We'll talk about that next year on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But the root of Lane's fame lies in four simple words.
Let's get it on! Let's get it on! All right, let's get it on!
Oh, those familiar words. Let's get it on. Boxing
let's
icon.
Get it on.
Ooh, let's love, baby. Let's get it on. Mills Lane, the famous boxing official, passed away yesterday at the age of 85. And it's interesting, Chop. I was thinking about this. He was such an interesting figure, just in terms of a very colorful guy, like the way the things that he would say, and we'll play some stuff here in a sec from him. But just in general, his trajectory, like this is a guy who, was a Marine. He played football and hockey at a high level growing up, like a high collegiate level. He was a guy who was a boxer himself. Then he goes on, he gets his law degree. He becomes, a lawyer and then eventually a judge. And he's a big time boxing referee for 30 years. Was involved in the Tyson Holyfield fight.
This guy did everything.
He was everywhere. And then he got a reality TV show, like a Judge Judy thing.
Yeah.
And just the other aspect to him that's really interesting is he was introduced to an entirely different generation as the voice of the referee, him playing himself on Celebrity Deathmatch, the old claymation Comedy Central show that people were in love with, and he played himself and had his personality come out through there. But I was trying to think about this, Chop. Have we, when we know the names of officials, and this is a blind test. I don't know this. Name some officials in sports leagues that you're familiar with. Just some names in any league.
Oh, God. Angel Hernandez.
Why do you know him?
Because he's terrible.
Joe West. Because he's terrible.
Yep.
You know,
Joey Crawford,
Tim Donaghy, Joey Crawford,
Tony Brothers. Zarba,
Tony Brothers.
Tony Brothers. You know these names for all the wrong reasons. That was not Mills Lane. Like, Mills Lane was a guy who was incredibly well known for the right reasons, and in a sport that already isn't nearly as well known as those other leagues. We all knew who Mills Lane was.
We knew Mills Lane. We've always known Mills Lane's name for a long, long time. I don't know why. I mean, he's in everything. I get that. But, like, why did you know? Like, maybe because it was a cool name. It was Mills. If his name was Michael whatever, like, would you really remember it, right?
He had he suffered a stroke in 2002, not long after his show went off the air. It took his ability to speak, really, for the last 20 years. He was in hospice care, I believe, yesterday and or over the last week and quickly deteriorated. His family said they were all by his side watching some of his favorite movies like The Godfather on the waterfront, Patton. And so one of the reasons why we knew him, though, Choppy, is because of how colorful he was and the premium fight that he was involved with during his career was obviously the Tyson fight, which after one bite to the ear, he told Tyson he was disqualified, quickly had to correct and say, no, okay, it's not a disqualification, but came in, got a second bite, ended the match, and there was a lot of controversy. A lot of people were like, well, why'd you call it off? Like it seems nuts at the time, but there were a lot of people who thought the fight shouldn't have been called, especially after Evander Holyfield had been called for some unintentional headbutting. But this was Mills Lane after the fight getting into it with a reporter for ending Tyson.
Why did you stop?
How many times you want him to get bit? There's a goddamn limit to everything, you know, including bites. Well, that's why.
Now, Tyson's camp will say that the headbutts were intentional.
The headbutt was unintentional butt. The headbutt was an unintentional butt, and I called it his butt.
And I do love that, the unintentional butt, because cut one, Peyton, immediately after the ring, he gave one of the great sports drops of all time to Jim Gray.
There's a difference between an unintentional butt and a bite.
There is a difference between an unintentional butt and a bite.
I love unintentional butt.
Can I hear it again? I just love
it. There's a difference between an unintentional butt and a bite.
just the flavor he puts on it.
Yeah.
Unintentional butt and a bite.
I love the high-pitched, squealy voice. You know, I'm a big fan of that. I'm a big proponent of like accents, right? Like, just you gotta.
He's got one.
You got an accent. Doesn't matter where it is, right? Some accents sound better than others, but like, I'd love just being able to like, you know, listen to somebody just have the. Oh, wow, that's a unique accent you
got
there.
It stands out. It pricks your ears. You hear it and you kind of you sit up a little bit. But one of the things that. Again, he was such a common interview for guys like Larry King and stuff like that, even outside of boxing. I mean, if you're talking about the world of boxing, who are the names we're talking about in terms of non-boxers that, you know, shed light on the sport? We're big names, very visible people. Who are non-boxers? You're talking about who?
Don King.
Don.
Customato.
And then probably,
Teddy Atlas.
Yeah.
Freddie Roach.
I mean, like, Mills is right around that kind of influence,
Floyd Sr.
And it's because, in large part, because of what he did to reach out to pop culture in terms of with his TV show, his Judge TV show, and everything else.
And he now God dang it, De La Hoya.
Yeah.
So like, but he's a boxer.
He was a boxer. Yeah, and Mills Lane was, but I mean right. not to that level.
So there's a handful of people out there that are non-boxers that do have a major footprint. Or did have a major footprint in the form of like Customato, who's passed away a long time ago. But there's a handful of them.
By the way, as a kid, whenever I would hear his name, I was very confused. I thought they were calling him Custom Auto, like a custom made card, because it just all come Custom Auto.
Custom Auto.
That's what I thought it was for a while. This was Mills Lane doing an interview back in 2000, because again, he was a lawyer, then a judge, everything else. He was asked, "What makes a good lawyer?"
You gotta work your butt off. All this crap. When I was in law school, I had a professor tell me, he says, make sure when you pass the bar, leave your work at the office. That's bullshit. You don't leave your work at the office. Man, if you believe in something, you eat it and sleep it.
I don't know that I would totally agree with you should take your work home all the time. That seems like counterintuitive. But I enjoy the passion. Like he says there, if you're passionate about it, you know, eat it and sleep it. Just like you do with your Christmas lights, Chop.
Yeah, they're getting fixed today, man. They are getting put up today.
Mills Lane also, this was a very viral clip that was going around Twitter yesterday because he was a little bit of a sage and he was talking about his work in the courts and why personal responsibility was so important to him.
In court where I work, people come in all the time and they say, well, I have this bad problem. And I say, look, it's not because you weren't breastfed. It's not because your mama didn't change your diapers or your daddy yelled at you. It's you. When you stand up and take responsibility for what you do, then you're taking that first step toward getting it together, son.
That's slow clap for sure.
I don't think the slow clap comes back enough anymore.
No, I know. Like, I mean,
well, we can't hardly wait. But the
Hoosiers too. They did it.
Not Another Teen Movie. They did the slow clap.
Yeah, Hoosiers did too. Remember?
Yeah.
They all had to go. Yeah. But that's the kind of insight. Everybody just viewed him as like the lovable, wise old grandpa. He was kind of America's grandpa. Now, last little clip here because I think it's important to we hear all this tough talk and everything like that. We know who he is. Chop. We talked about great television theme songs yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This is cut six. This was the show open for tough, you know, edgy Judge Mills Lane.
Stands tall, upright, never runs from a fight. He's America's judge. Knows what's right, knows what's wrong. Loves to say, let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
He's America's judge, and we love Judge Mills Lane.
Is that Joe DiMassina? That sounded like Joe DiMassina.
Oh, that is aggressively 80s too. That was made in 2001, and that was aggressive. They had to fit in the slogan too. And he loves to say, "Let's get it on."
Yeah, I swear to God, that's Joe DiMassina right there. 100% chance. Bye bye.
That was a bummer yesterday to see the news about Mills Lane because I thought he was always. Such a great figure, a great ambassador for the sport of boxing, and really fascinating life. And it was a little empty over the last 20 years after he got sick, where he wasn't able to still contribute to like Celebrity Deathmatch and some of the interviews and everything that he does. But let's get an update for you real quick on our Swinging for the Cause. We'll be out at Topgolf on Sunday in the Colony, and you can bid on our bay to come hang out with me, Peyton Russell, RJ Choppy, Sean Sharif. This is for Jared Sandler's wonderful charity. There'll also be a concert with Bowling for Soup. A lot of other great celebrities out there. Eric Nadel's going to be out there. I'm trying to remember who else is out there. Dorothy Gentry, I know, is going to be there. So it's going to be a great time. We're all going to hang out. And we are currently in the lead here at Sean and RJ.
Hell yeah.
In bidding. We're up to $1,300 now. If you guys can get to $1,500, Peyton is growing his beard out for the next 6 months. You're gonna really just ruin.
And that's into the summer too. Oh, it's gonna be hot.
You're gonna ruin Peyton's dating life more than it's already, you know, gone.
It'll kill it.
I mean,
26. We're already too late.
I mean, the mustache has already kind of done that yourself, but the beard will just be much more enjoyable, I think, for all of us, especially when you compare to all of our beards. The Fantex and the Twitch has pointed out consistently, we've got a pretty strong beard game on the show.
We have a very strong beard game. You know, I'll tell you, the G Bag, they have a very strong beard game as well. I think all the shows.
Broadus pulls them down.
He does. He does. But, you know, Chiafalo's got a great beard. Wolchuk's got a great beard. Dawson can grow one. You know, I mean, honestly, Bassick brings down the midday a little bit.
That's true. He's got that on his face and on top.
Yeah, he's got that Spencer Pratt creepy flesh-colored beard.
There is no more hairless show on this station all around, I think, you know, across the anatomy than the good old KNC masterpiece. But give Peyton Russell a call if you want to bid on our bay there for Topgolf this Sunday. We're going to have a great time. And like I said, if we get up to $1,500, Peyton has to grow his beard out. So give him a call, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, and you'll be supporting a great cause and have a lot of fun with us on Sunday after the Cowboys game. Coming up next here on 105.3 The Fan, Kristaps Porzingis had some really interesting comments about Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. And the Dallas Mavericks are on a little bit of a roll now. They've now won three straight after beating the Nuggets last night. That's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.